Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois abortion rights advocates and providers are preparing for an influx of patients from our neighbor to the north. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it will pause abortion care starting Wednesday. The group is figuring out how to provide that service amid Medicaid funding cuts from President Trump's tax cut law. Planned Parenthood of Illinois, as well as Democratic lawmakers, say they are committed to meeting the increased demand. A new alderperson has taken his seat today in the Chicago City Council and replaces the former dean of the body, who also happens to be this person's dad. At 29 years old, Walter Red Burnett is now Chicago's youngest alder, and he succeeds his father, also named Walter Burnett, who was the longest-serving council member before stepping down in hopes of leading the Chicago Housing Authority. This new alder says he's honored to serve the city.
I'm a native son of Chicago. Born and raised, CPS graduate. I grew up roaming the halls of this building itself, learning a lot about what it means to be a public servant.
It remains to be seen if the younger Burnett follows in his father's footsteps of being a reliable ally of Mayor Brandon Johnson. Critics slammed the mayor for handing the seat to the son of a departing alder, and the mayor argues Burnett was the most qualified candidate. The Chicago White Sox have now lost 100 games this season, hitting that milestone after losing on Wednesday night to the New York Yankees 8-1. This is the Southsiders' third consecutive season to rack up triple-digit losses. Pitcher Jonathan Cannon says the team's record isn't getting to him.
It's definitely easy to see this season as a failure, but I think we have a ton of building blocks, a ton of positives to take away in the offseason and look to definitely take a huge step forward next year.
The White Sox play one final game in New York against the Yankees tonight, and then they'll kick off a three-game series against the Nationals tomorrow before the curtain closes on their season for this year.
And liftoff. Go Falcons, go IMAP, go Swiffo L1, and go Carruthers.
The first satellite designed at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign was deployed to space yesterday. A SpaceX rocket blasted off from Florida with the George Carruthers GeoCorona Observatory on board. The Loveseat-sized satellite will orbit the sun and capture ultraviolet images of Earth's upper atmosphere. It also will help scientists understand geomagnetic storms, which can disrupt electronics right here on Earth. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago musician Jeff Tweedy is the frontman for the boundary-pushing band Wilco, but Tweedy is a prolific solo artist in his own right, and his fifth solo project, Twilight Override, comes out tomorrow. It's a rare triple album of songs that feel both familiar and push his sound in fresh directions. WBEZ contributor Adora Namigade visited Tweedy in his Northwest Side loft and filed this audio postcard.
I'll be okay.
The inspiration for this record is to write music for those voices. I wanted to write something where we start with that and we explore that as being kind of the basis of, you know, the thing that holds it all together. Songwriting can be very uncomfortable sometimes because sometimes you get handed a song that you know is going to be about something you don't really want to share.
I don't want to write about all the things I'm still working out. Terrible things you wouldn't believe.
I think that throwaway lines are all you have a lot of times. I think it is the best you can do to get at some of the things. And sometimes it's like you just...
Throwaway lines, the best I can do. Throwaway lines like I love you.
You're trying to get at something vulnerable and something in yourself that you makes you feel a little uncomfortable to share.
In between. Oh,
Parking Lot is a poem based on, you know, some real memory or combination of memories. It is from the eyes of a child.
There's a version of me that hangs out in parking lots. In my brain or my subconscious, whatever. He has a car, the hood is popped. Talking to some other me's I don't recognize. Gathered around.
You know, to be honest, my anxiety a lot of times comes from the realization that I'm 58 years old, and I don't feel like I'm 58 years old. I feel like the best part of me has been the same for a long time.
Kind of rules. He obviously knows a lot about cars.
Especially post-pandemic, and especially in this time period, that every time Wilco goes out, every time I go out and play shows, it feels more meaningful. And I don't think it is more meaningful. I just think that there's more meaning being projected on it from the audience that I can sense, and that this is also, maybe it's more meaningful, if it is at all more meaningful.
Chicago musician Jeff Tweedy talking about his new album, Twilight Override. This story was produced by WBEZ contributors Adora Namigadde and Mark Guarino. Weather today, partly sunny and breezy, high in the mid to upper 70s, and then clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s, sunny and 80 on Friday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.